This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1993. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 1st, Andorra, Antarctica, Australia, Bolivia, Bougainville, China, Congo, Cuba, Czechia, Equatorial Guinea, Europe, France, Indonesia, Korea North, Laos, Netherlands, North America, Oman, Spain, South Sudan, Tibet, USA, Vatican, Vietnam, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Andorra is getting attention not only because the European DX Council conference will be held there in September, but some special programming, despite the fact that Andorra itself has not had a shortwave station for decades. Atlantic 2000 International will be on the air with a Radio Andorra special program, August 10th and 11th, news forwarded to us by Manuel Mendez in Spain, via the transmitter in Rohrbach, Germany on 6070. Saturday 10 August at 08 to 9, and Sunday 11 August at 19 to 20 UT. They say Radio Andorra was a legendary radio station transmitting on medium and shortwave from 1939 to 1981 from the Principality of Andorra between France and Spain, and officially launched on the 7th of August, 1939. To celebrate the 80th anniversary of the launch, Atlantic 2000 will transmit the special tribute program Saturday, August 10th from 08 to 9 UT on 6070 and online, and then for the next 2 hours, 09 to 11 online only, repeating a tribute to Radio Andorra that was first broadcast on its 70th anniversary in 2009. And another Atlantic 2000 transmission on Sunday the 11th, not about Andorra it seems, but 19 to 20 with music and dedications on 6070 and online. That is radioatlantic2000.free.fr. Furthermore, Adrian Peterson tells me that Wavescan will be celebrating the same anniversary of Radio Andorra in its edition number 545 this week or next week with a special program all about Radio Andorra. It's produced by Christian Milling in Germany. Wavescan can be heard about 36 times a week on WRMI, plus several other stations. You'll find most of them in our DX program guide via worldofradio.com. Dan Robinson says, whenever I do a random check for LRA 36 Antarctica, it seems I always hear them on a Thursday, such as August 1st, straight vocal music at 1648 tune-in, quite a good signal in the USB mode using the Kiwi remote receiver in Pardinho, Brazil, and it's measured on 15475.99, which, if accurate, is closer to the nominal 15476 than before. More about 4KZ Queensland, Australia, adding another frequency from Ron Howard. Al Curtin at the station had told John O'Wright that 5055 would continue running 24 hours, but they would be adding at night 2484. However, Ron Howard says they are not running 24 hours on 5055, heard cutting off at 1252 July 23rd in mid-song. And Ron also has a problem with a nearby second harmonic from a local station at Cannery Row, KNRY. And Mount Aridula on WRTH-FB says the frequency is really supposed to be 2485, not 84. Then on August 1st, Ron Howard says he was again hearing them on 5055 until cutoff at 1251. In Maryland, Chris Molinsky says, I'm hearing music on 6134.87 AM, July 30th at 1855 UT. Rather weak, SIO 111. Manuel Mendez in Spain says, it's surely Radio Santa Cruz in Bolivia, because I'm checking now at 1915 on the remote receiver in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and Santa Cruz is on the air on that exact frequency, while the nearby Brazilian Aparecida was on 6135.1. Bart replies, I am quite surprised at propagation this time of day, that is before 2 p.m. local mean time. But the carrier frequency does match. It's pretty much faded out by 1926. I reply, yes, rather incredible propagation, Brazil to Maryland on a full daytime path on 6 megahertz. Could it have been a lower high-frequency sporadic E multi-hop opening? overcoming absorption, or a closer transmitter spoiling this. Ron Howard in California reports on 3325 NBC Bougainville, Mouse Blong Suncomeup, or Voice of the Sunrise, in what is still part of Papua New Guinea, heard July 26 from 1055 until off at 1200 with poor reception. There was local news in English, but not readable at 1102, and some pidgin playing pop Pacific Island songs. More about 3325 when we get to I for Indonesia. In Germany, Wolfgang Büschel has been puzzled up by 11895. Endless Chinese folk music, including guitars. It's not the CNR1 program, and apparently not Fire Dragon either. He thinks the power could be as much as 500 kilowatts on 11895. As of July 29th, between 20 and 22 UT, when nothing is scheduled, could be a test transmission. Later on, that frequency has Radio Free Asia via Kuwait at 02 until 07. He's employed the TDOA technique of direction finding from several different remote sites and says the location could not be traced exactly. Too much flutter, but it was in the extreme northeast of China. Ron Howard has been keeping track of when Radio Congo cuts on 6115 in the mornings with programming already in progress. July 19th at 0526, on the 21st, 0536, on July 23rd at 0531. Manuel Mendez in Spain did the same on July 28th, it was at 0530. Watch out for Japan, of course, on the same frequency, but unlikely to propagate quite that early. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba, this time concerning the CRI Plus English relay on 11880 between 14 and 16 UT. On July 27th, I found for the first time this transmitter was flanked by much weaker spurs on 11870 and 11890. This is exactly the same thing that has happened in the afternoons from the Radio Havana Cuba transmission on 11850 with spurs plus and minus 10 from that frequency. There was an even greater mistake on July 28th at 1403. I found the CRI English relay on 11800 instead of 11880. It must have been a punch-up error, perhaps by an unfamiliar sloppy rater, this time not flanked by the plus and minus 10 kilohertz spurs. They were back on 11880 the following day, and still no spurs again. But this time, the fundamental was just barely modulated. Via BCDX, Paul Gager in Austria reports that one of the major transmitters in Czechia, CRO Plus on 1071 kHz, includes a brief English language newscast. It's Monday through Friday for 5 minutes at 2034 and again at 2305 UT. He says a concise English language overview of events in the Czech Republic in the areas of politics, the economy, and culture. Here's another African station with the variable sign-on times in the morning, tracked by Manuel Mendez in Spain, Equatorial Guinea, on 5005 Radio Nacional. July 25th, it came on at 0506, and he heard it for half an hour, but it was very weak, including a political speech at 0530 instead of Panorama Nacional. Then on July 29th, it cut on at 0518. Filed under Europe a couple of weeks ago, we mentioned that Free Radio Service Holland was going to broadcast on July 28th at 1652 until 2100. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was monitoring that, measured actually on 5809.8 and 7700.2, with weak and fair signals, respectively. But it seems FRS Holland was generally not satisfied with reception of that transmission. The Patrick Travers in the British CX Club, mail from FRS Holland, said that broadcast suffered from unstable propagation conditions. So there might be a repeat on August 4th or 11th. They were not yet certain whether they would do it. So tune in and give it a try. 7700 or 5810 approximately. Zaharias Ulyangas in Greece is especially interested in Indonesia and has been tuning for the Voice of Indonesia. There are two known lower frequency band transmitters now supposedly carrying its service. He's been tuning on remote receivers in the area and reports that at 10:30 UT, July 23rd, he was hearing VOI on 4750 with pop songs and English announcements. Also at 1240 with Indonesian language lessons, but nothing heard on their other frequency, 3325. He says it seems VOI is now fully replacing the previous 3325 that is still in their announcements with 4750. However, Ron Howard replies from California, excellent that you heard them on 4750. It can only be heard around Indonesia. Must be rather low power. When I look for it, the frequency is covered by China and at times by Bangladesh, so I've never heard VOI on 4750. By the way, Zaharias referred to Bandung as being the location of that transmitter, although he may have been referring to the remote receiver site. But Ron is still hearing at least traces of VOI on 3325, despite NBC Bougainville on the same frequency. July 23rd, that went off at 1205, leaving the usual carrier of VOI via RRI Palangkaraya in the clear, but no audio at all that he could detect. But on July 26th, Ron says, a rare day with some faint VOI audio on 3325 between 1313 and 1317 during Today in History. That was during their English hour. So 4750 is just an additional VOI frequency. And also, August 1st was an uncommon day, Ron says, hearing actual audio in Japanese from VOI on 3325 after Bougainville cut off at 1204. Korea North Non about Shiokaze from Japan, or Sea Breeze. On July 28th, Rick Barton in Arizona says, I'm hearing them on 6040 instead of 6070. I think he's referring to the 13 UT broadcast, which is in English on Thursdays only. Once again, Ron Howard replies, yes, they're on 5920 instead of 5935, and 6040 instead of 6070. Too bad, because Tibet was temporarily off 5935. From the World Radio TV Handbook update, there's yet another target broadcast to North Korea called Voice of Freedom. It's via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, daily at 14 to 1430 on 11510 and 21 to 2130 on 7550. They say it's produced by the North Korean Christian Missionary Broadcasting, a new religious target broadcaster which should not be confused with the existing Voice of Freedom under North Korea in the World Radio TV Handbook. The only shortwave frequency from Laos, 6130, has been having problems. On July 20th, WRTHFB Mauno Ritola says it's not heard on this frequency. What's going on? Ron Howard replies, yes. At 1221, July 16th, it was clearly not on the air. They had been silent for a few days. But on July 21st, Mauno was hearing a carrier again there with no modulation. Also, Imbrayel in Malaysia was reporting it July 21st at midnight 15 with a weak signal, perhaps due to transmitter maintenance. In California, Ron Howard reports on July 21st, nothing heard between 12 and 12:45. On July 22nd, a definite carrier at 12:06 and 12:33. And at 12:53, off the air again. July 23rd, some audio at 12:34 and 12:41 on 6130, but off by 12:58. July 24th, they were definitely on at 12 UT with their time signal of a gong rung seven times for 7 p.m. local, and still on at 12:31, but once again off when checked at 12:46, apparently an abbreviated schedule. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1993. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com, and our publication, DX Listening Digest. Yet there are ongoing expenses. Our thanks this week for financial support from Chuck Ermatinger in St. Louis, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. In the British DX Club, Mike Terry reminds us there's a special amateur radio station active the entire month of August. It's PA45RNI, commemorating the close down of the offshore radio station Radio North Sea International 45 years ago. This is presumably on land in Holland, however. More about it at his QRZ.com page under the call sign PA45RNI, or at www.radio-northsea.org. Antichrist, North American Pirate, station YHWH, continues to be heard almost every evening, roughly between 03 and 04 UT, sometimes earlier, sometimes later, on his favorite frequency, 7470. Mick Delbridge in Alberta has an NID on 11745, July 27th at 1705, in English, talking about Yahweh. He says it was very strong, but he could not get the transmitter to stay on the air. Mick does not mention whether this sounded like Josiah on station YHWH, but I point out that in the past he has been known to show up on surprise higher frequencies in the daytime. As of July 25th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says, no signal from Radio Sultanate of Oman for several weeks on its last known major frequency, 9620, from 1400 past 2200 UT. However, All India Radio is still being heard part of that time on 9620. I wonder if Oman is using one of their numerous registered alternate frequencies as yet undiscovered. It's a lucky day when Spain is active on all four shortwave transmitters. July 26th at 1:17, 11940 for South America, was on the air but no modulation, while the North American frequency was missing, 9690. They're supposed to run until 0200 on weekdays. 24 hours later, they were managing to modulate on 11940, but still nothing on 9690. Richard Langley in New Brunswick has been tracking REE as well. He says, monitoring July 27th at 2041 UT, just carriers on 11670, 11940, and 12030 for at least 15 minutes, while 9690 was not on the air at all. In Montreal, Gilles Letourneau replies, I've noted 9690 off the air for most of the past week, but 12030 strong, with a carrier most of the time as well. Something is wrong at REE. On July 30th, once again, I found no signal on 9690 at 2215, but at least we were not missing English, since that was a Tuesday rather than a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. Still audible quite well on their Middle East frequency off the back, 12030, when in Spanish they were introducing blues music from Chicago. From Martha's Vineyard, Art Delibere says on Hardcore DX, hopefully REE being off 9690 means they're fixing the transmitter. As best I could tell, they were the source of some horrendous splatter up and down the band. We recently noted that iRadios, targeting South Sudan, that's EYE, had been missing for a while from its previous shortwave schedule. But they were back as of July 29th. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says a very good signal via France from 16 UT on 15410 in Arabic, expecting English at 1616. Richard Langley in New Brunswick confirms there was about 10 minutes of news in English, and later in the broadcast, after the news in Arabic, there was an extensive interview in English, only fair reception via the Utrenta remote receiver in Holland, too close to the transmitter site in France. So Ivo follows up as of July 30th. The other broadcast is also on the air at 04 to 05 UT, iRadio via Vatican on 7340, that's Monday through Friday, in Juba Arabic and several other languages. He says they have been back on shortwave, in fact, since July 22nd, according to IBB monitoring. Regarding numerous Lhasa Tibet frequencies absent, presumably for summer maintenance, Joe's Jacob replies from India, those stations were back on the air as of July 28th on 4905 and 4920, interfering with India. But as mentioned last week, a surprise new frequency had appeared, 15745 in Chinese, carrying programming for, if not from, Tibet. Wolfgang Büschel thinks it's a substitute for 11950 and 11860, which were also off the air, probably for summer maintenance or repair at the Baiding site. He performed some TDOA direction finding on this one too, using various remote receivers in Asia, and concluded the approximate location of 15745 was the jamming station at Xingyang, that's X-I-N-G-Y-A-N-G. It's approximately 3451 north and 11325 east. But then another measurement on July 28th came up with somewhat different coordinates, 3650 north and 11260 east. That's about 1,900 kilometers from Lhasa, which would be a good single-hop skip distance to reach Lhasa. But there are several other possibilities, such as Lingxi. In any event, by July 29th, 15745 was no longer being heard, as the transmitters actually in Tibet had been reactivated. The Akai Ludwiga press release from Voice of America says they've started broadcasts in the Rohingya language, that is, the minority from Myanmar who've been taking refuge in neighboring Bangladesh. Further research finds that this transmission has replaced learning English, which was started a few months ago at 11:30 to 12 UT. On 12:030, 15715, and 17790. But Wolfgang Büschel and Ivo Ivanov says the frequencies are now 9310 and 9980 via Thailand and 11570 via Philippines. The press release says it's 5 days a week for the Rohingya, spoken by Muslim refugees that have fled Myanmar, more than 800,000 of them in Bangladesh. It is titled Lifeline, available through short and medium wave, which means it's probably also on the Thai transmitter 1575. Ivo says the same frequencies remain on the air also on weekends, but during that half hour they are in English, but not the learning English service, which is canceled. Ron Howard already got a full data EQSL for 9310 from someone at VOA, an executive producer involved with the new service. Mike Cooper and Artie Bigley forward a Los Angeles Times story of July 29th about a new exhibition in the L.A. area about Voice of America transmitter sites, including Delano, California. It's about the technical aspects rather than programming or politics at a place called the Center for Land Use Interpretation. It's open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, but it doesn't say for how long. Location is 9331 Venice Boulevard. More info at clui.org. Time marches on, and another world of radio time on WRMI has been replaced by something else. We're no longer heard Saturdays at 11:30 on 9955. But we did pick up a new frequency on WBCQ, or that is Area 51, UT Monday at 0300, not only on 5130 variable, but also on their new frequency 6160 variable. However, I've not heard that much since then, not even in the evening, so it's not clear what they're going to do with this frequency and this transmitter on a permanent basis. Oh, another broadcast of World of Radio on WRMI was missed last week, UT Sunday at 0130 on 5850. It was totally off the air. That turned out to be because of some damage to the transmission line, which could not be repaired until the next day, and they have been back on the air since. We're glad to have Bob Bierman of your weekend show on WRMI participating in the World of Radio I.O. group, someone who actually works at a shortwave station. Here are some of his comments. Operating any shortwave station is very difficult these days. The supply of technical people that can work on this equipment is shrinking at an alarming pace. In just a handful of years, it will be critical for most shortwave stations around the world. Many senior engineering staff is at or over retirement age or closing in fast. Younger people show no interest, and why should they? Today, they can make as much working in IT than in broadcasting. Now, this is simply my personal opinion. It does not represent any station. Personally, I see a tremendous amount of undue criticism of how many of the shortwave stations are run. Some people seem to be experts who have never operated such a facility. It's not for the faint of heart. The term armchair quarterback comes to mind. Unless you are active in the business, you can't comprehend the challenges you face on a daily basis. Tube replacement costs are skyrocketing, and certain parts, like qualified engineers, are often in short supply. As far as computer glitches, the automation software is highly reliable at WRMI, and the computer systems are on massive battery backup. The program needs to be uploaded to us. If it is there, it will air. One of the issues at WRMI is the fact of no decent or reliable internet service providers that can reach or service. It is worse than third world. We are miles from civilization, and I mean miles. There is no cable or fiber within 8 miles, just some poorly maintained copper wire pairs from CenturyLink. We have an over-the-air backup, but it's a multi-mile hop subject to frequent problems we cannot control. Many programmers want to stream, but bandwidth is scarce. Satellite may be an option in the future, but there are severe data limitations making it a poor option at present, and in Florida, there are rain fade issues. So says Bob Bierman of WRMI. I reply, I'm surprised at WRMI's poor internet service, as its streaming of 9955 programming is pretty reliable, and I seldom have any problems uploading my 10 megabyte World of Radio files via FTP to four different systems there, taking a minute or two each. Now more about WBCQ 6160 plus or minus. In the Michigan ARA, Don Hosmer says, heard at 0340 to 0403, it was relaying WHVW 950 from Hyde Park, New York. That's Pirate Joe's station, with a blues music show and numerous IDs for both stations. That was on July 26th. As for the 500 kilowatt WBCQ number 6 superstation, Alan Weiner said it might not be back on the air until late August, but a later tweet from him said it would be soon, and some different frequencies have been registered, apparently not in use at all yet, via Ivo Ivanov, according to HFCC, for the Arabic service, when it resumes, from 20 until 0857 on 12120, and from 09 until 1157 on 15705. Then the rest of the day, back on 9330 in English. Via Artie Bigley, Lance Fenta at RadioInsight.com, and a long story in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, say that WSB is no longer identifying as 750 AM, since they've upgraded their FM on 95.5, although still duplicating. They're identifying only as an FM station, so who cares about Clear Channel AM anymore? For access on demand to programming from some of the best public, community, and university radio stations, let me recommend www.radiofreeamerica.com. Ron Howard has been listening to Ho Chi Minh Radio on 8812 USB. It's the Vietnam Coastal Station. There are many others, but this particular one includes bits in English, not only Vietnamese, such as July 25th, starting at 12:39. Each language segment begins with some telephonic tones. South China Coastal Waters Info, for example, also for 2 minutes, July 29th, starting at 12:42. Ron Hard notes that Zambia NBC Radio 1 is no longer running 24 hours, as it had been for a while, on 5915. They were not on the air July 31st, checked as late as 0501, but on August 1st they were on by 0410 with news at 0500. Ray Robinson of the other Zambian station had pointed out that load-shedding power outages in Zambia were due to low water levels at the Kariba Dam hydroelectric facility. Those went into effect June 1st. And Ron also found a story on the web saying that these were unleashing daily blackouts that leave more than 17 mega people in the dark. Via Mike Terry, spaceweather.com reminds us we are in the number one meteor shower of the year, the Perseids, peaking August 12th and 13th. Park on an open FM frequency and wait for a burst. You may be lucky with an ID. The propagation outlook from Boulder. Active geomagnetic field August 5th and 6th with AN candidacies of 15 and 4. Otherwise 8 and 3 or 5 and 2, and solar flux still stuck at only 67 or even 66. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1993 with a standard disclaimer.